Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I can say without hesitation that if you tell me you can't find a job, you're lying. That's all I got, man. If you're saying I can't find a gig, ain't no jobs, you're lying. We're going to do a job fair this week with $100,000 jobs. 100 of them. No one wants. I'm serious. When the pandemic hit, everybody said to hell with it. I'm not coming back. Now, I hear various stories from various folks. My boy James Hogan put this on Facebook. It exploded on the Get Marty page about restaurant workers. A lot of them say, I ain't lazy. That's crap. Listen to this. Restaurant workers are hardworking people without cash reserves. When the government said they couldn't work in that field, they were compelled to find work in other fields to keep their family afloat. Wall Street Journal says that. A lot of folks moved on forever. Forever. Anita, they paid people below the minimum wage to depend on tips in a pandemic. They refused to use protective measures. They just wanted to open. Now they're seeing they were not the awesome boss they thought they were. Disaster. If you can't find a job, you tell me that, you're lying. My boy Mark, my guru when it comes to the hotel business. Desperate times right now, right, Mark? Desperate.
Yeah, that word would apply, Marty. No question.
All right. You're the pro. We've been boys for a long time. I trust everything from you in your business sense. Put a finger on it. Why won't they take the jobs that are being offered, sir?
Well, it's in part, and one of the gentlemen you just had on, you know, they're making similar money by doing much less or staying home or doing nothing. That has to factor into it. I do think that really and truthfully, until we get to some sort of a percentage of vaccinations where there's better confidence that the politics or leaders aren't going to come in and shut things down if we have a rise in COVID. I don't think there's a lot of confidence, especially in the hotel restaurant community or industry, that this is real.
Nice.
You know, things seem to be opening up.
Nice.
But
nice.
These people, you know, the staff that I had at the district back in March of 20, man, they were decimated. And they were making way more money with that, I think it was $600 insurance grant or insurance, weekly insurance. Now it's 300, but they, for the most part, would call me and say, hey, when are we coming back? When are we coming back? And that attitude is not there. I'm helping a couple groups put together some staffing models for some projects that they have here in the region. And you really have to do two models. One is a standard model that we're all used to. We all have used with standard, you know, pay rates and what the going rate for that position would be. And then you have to put a model together that where you're actually buying talent. The one thing that I'm hearing from the companies that we used to use to find staff labor is that there is an atrocious no-show rate in both interviews and in jobs. So they're calling people and saying, hey, we found you a job at the ABC company. You start Monday. Geez, that's great. They fill out all the paperwork. They do the orientation. They do the HR training. And then Monday at 8 o'clock, they don't show up.
This is what Bubba said. No one shows up to his restaurant. No one.
Yeah.
What the hell's that?
And that's the question that we're all trying to answer. The one company told me that when they set up an interview with somebody that they're trying to, you know, gain, do they want to represent this person, and how would they fit into today's workforce, they'll set up 3 to 4 interviews on the hour, every hour, because they have a 75% no-show rate for the interview.
All right, so my boy Billy says, I think he's right. You can be very picky about where you want to work right now and how much you want to make. Accurate, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Man.
I mean, I don't know. I that industry, there are people that have done really well in that industry. A quick story. I graduated with a guy from Duquesne University in whatever, 56 BC.
Right.
And he was a bartender at a downtown restaurant at that time. He's still a bartender at that same restaurant. And Marty, he lives in a very, very big house in a very affluent neighborhood. And it's all from what he did as a bartender, bar manager,
hey, Mark,
at this one restaurant.
Mark, what about the Wall Street Journal saying hundreds of thousands are never coming back? Said to hell with it. I'm going to something stable. You buying that?
Well, yeah, I think so. I know that housekeepers, I'll speak to what I know.
Right.
The housekeeping community all migrated to hospitals, care facilities, anything that's in the healthcare, because they know that's never going to go down. So now, and the hospitals pay, UPMC, AGH, they're paying $18, $19, $20 an hour for what we were getting for 14 or 15.
That's amazing.
So that's part of it. There's no question. Now, from a restaurant bar worker, man, that's a skill set that fits into a pretty thin line. The hotels weren't hiring, so it's not like you're in a state for going to a hotel. Some people have told me that the prize job in that industry in this region is with any of the casinos. If you could get to Rivers, if you could get to Bet, that's where they're trying to go. But I know everybody I know is struggling.
Is disaster the right word? Disaster.
Well, it's a disaster because it's starting to come out.
That's right.
We're starting to see some growth. We're starting
to see
some people.
That's right.
And now all you're hearing is, man, the service in that restaurant was really bad.
That's right.
So they're never going to come back. It really is.
It's a disaster.
It's going to have a ripple effect that isn't really good. So somehow or another, we have to find good people. If we have to go down, a notch and get unexperienced or inexperienced and younger folks and train them, then that's what we have to do. It feels like the region is prime. We just have to find some people that want to get back into the workforce.
Thanks, brother. You're my man.
All right.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.